This time, it's personal. As much as we viewed the destruction in Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico, as much as we've included them in our prompt succor prayers, this week was a little different. Filled gas station lines, empty supermarket shelves, new schedules, old worries. Nate was in most conversations because Nate was personal, a fast-moving storm taking on our slow-to-be-fixed pumping system. It moved our meter more than those other bigger storms of the season because it was our storm, the one seeming to be tracking toward us. When it's personal, it raises the stakes. Jesus has told a variety of parables these last few weeks. The workers in the vineyard, the unforgiving servant, and last week, the two sons. All of these offered real lessons to his listeners, both Jesus' disciples and more critical crowd members. Today, though, it's different. Today, it's personal. The stone rejected by the builder has become the cornerstone. Jesus' punchline is a quotation from Psalm 118. While the original context of that psalm would have been that the Lord strengthens those weak in the world's eyes, it takes on new meaning with Jesus, our crucified cornerstone. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard. Jesus' parable quickly dissolves into murder and intrigue, getting the landowner to do something drastic. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, "They will respect my son." We know what they do to the landowner's son. More importantly, we know who the landowner's son really is. No longer are we talking about not understanding God's generosity, not forgiving each other the way we've been forgiven, not following through on what's expected of us. Jesus, the son given by the landowner, by the one who has dug the winepress of our world, was not accepted and would be killed. This parable is hard and tough and personal. It's delivered by Jesus in Jerusalem, not long after the overturning of the money changers' tables. It's as though Jesus is saying from our week-by-week readings, enough teachings have not been accepted. How could I possibly be accepted? Come, let us kill the son and acquire his inheritance. This parable shouldn't be just personal for Jesus. It should be personal for us as well. Hearing these words from Jesus' mouth should unsettle us, make us squirm a bit, grab our disaster plan, and restock on the essentials. The pointed parable reminds that we cannot do this alone, without Jesus. There's not an inheritance for us to gain without him. So we ask ourselves, what is my relationship with Jesus look like? Really look like? How have I tried to go it alone? When do I reject him more easily? This time, it's personal. May it not just be so with our weather forecast. May it be felt in our gospel today too. Our invitation to place ourselves within the parable and change the treatment of the son of the landowner, the son of the father.